as well as her interest in folk music, Shirley knew the word reconciliation years before the rest of us. She was also involved in the early struggle for equal rights for Indigenous Australians and was a founding member and secretary of the Council for Aboriginal Rights in Victoria, the first organisation established to fight for equal rights for Aborigines. It was this group that eventually mothered the Federal Council for the Advancement of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders. Black activist Joe McGuinness, OAM, paid tribute to Shirley's work in his autobiography, Son of Aliandabu, 1991, and noted that she masterfully coordinated the fight by the Council for social service benefits to be paid to Aborigines, and reprints in full Shirley's influential article, Social Service Benefits Still Denied to Aborigines, in this book. Shirley also researched and wrote the Victorian and South Australian chapters in the highly successful book, The Struggle for Dignity, put out by the Council for Aboriginal Rights in 1962, which examined the laws governing Australian Aborigines and their effects. She worked with Lady Jessie Street and, at her suggestion, represented the Anti-Slavery Society at a United Nations conference on civil rights in Canberra. Shirley reported on the unsatisfactory attitude of the police in Australia to Aborigines, causing a sensation and achieving front-page coverage in the national newspapers. She also worked on the defence of Albert Namatjira and the successful High Court case for equal pay for Indigenous people. In recognition of her work, Shirley was invited to Sydney as an honoured guest for the Reconciliation March and was driven across the Sydney Harbour Bridge in a special car. She had an interest in music other than Australian dance music. She loved the work of Judy Small, and she was an early sponsor in Ted Egan's efforts to get a film going of The Drover's Boy. When Ronnie Gilbert came over here, Ronnie of the Weavers, they spent many an hour having a chat and a chew. Judy practicing at Shirley's house using Shirley's piano for the Ronnie Gilbert tour. I'll finish off with three tracks then, just to show the sort of stuff she liked. I'll start off with Judy Small. This is recorded at the Brunswick Music Festival this year. It's a tribute to Ruby Hunter called Stolen Gems. I'll follow it up with Ted Egan's version of The Drover's Boy. That's recorded live at the Port Fairy Folk Festival. And I'll finish off with a song of Ronnie Gilbert's and the Weavers, a song I think which epitomises Shirley and her attitude to life, If I Was a Hammer. To start off, Judy Small, Stolen Gems.